Today is a special Sunday, not just because we're having a business meeting, but we are blessed to have a guest speaker who will be sharing the Word of God this morning to all of us. His name is Attorney, I'm going to say your whole name, is that okay? Attorney Federico Primavera Tanconco. Okay, that's his full name. But I think that was Pastor, this is one of your disciples, I think. but we can refer to him as Pastor or Attorney Fetan, okay? Federico Tanconco. Okay, so I think he's okay with Fetan, okay? Attorney Fetan is, Pastor Fetan is a lawyer, he's a banker, professor, lecturer, Christian leader, and senior pastor. I don't want to take too much time with all his credentials, so I'm just going to give you a glimpse of who he is, just so you know who's coming up here to speak, okay? Attorney Fetan has served as a church leader, having served in several capacities over the years as chairman of the Board of Elders, as executive pastor, and a senior pastor of Faith Christian Fellowship. He also served as chairman of the Conservative Baptist Seminary for Asia. He is presently the National Director and Chief Executive Officer of World Teach Ministries Philippines, which is a ministry of walk through the Bible. He is also a trustee and the corporate secretary of the Far East Broadcasting Corporation. He has been preaching since 1989 as an elder and as an executive pastor and as a senior pastor. He is presently part of the CCF. What's the CCF again? Christ Commission Fellowship back in the Philippines, one of the biggest churches back in the Philippines. He's part of the CCF team or preaching team that regularly preaches in the CCF satellite churches in Marikina, SM City, SM City, San Mateo, and Marikina Audio Phil. Okay. He has been married for 33 years to the sister of our finance chairperson at the DITS. Okay. That's her sister, Sister Del. Okay. That's at Fetan's wife. They have three children. Miguel, I think Miguel is here with us. Okay, there he is. Carlo and Patricia Alexis. So let us welcome with open arms our brother Fetan, who will be sharing with us God's word this morning.
Good morning. Sound test. Good morning. First, I'd like to thank the praise and worship team. It was an awesome set. It began with God's wonderful people. The last time I heard that, Pastor Luis was our associate pastor. I was in youth ministry in 1979. Canada was not discovered yet. It began with, guys, if I can help, I can give you the PowerPoint. You need it. Anyway, and I like it that the second part of the set were like the new songs from the Don Moens and the Hillsong, and then we ended up with How Great Thou Art. And in the Philippines we have trouble sometimes with songs because there are 87 dialects, and sometimes they sing phonetically. They don't see the words. They hear it. Sometimes they replace some words. So one time I was preaching in Central Philippines, and to my horror, I was waiting to preach. Their song was To the Magic Tree. What's a magic tree? And then they sang Uncle Jesus. Uncle Jesus. But when you hear the song, you begin to understand what they were singing. Magic tree. Worship the magic tree. Uncle Jesus. Yung pala, unto Jesus. And I was horrified, you know. Sing songs. And then towards the end of the song, they got the hymnal and they said, okay, let us sing Keng Kereng Keng. For those of you who are not Filipinos, that's the colloquial word for adultery. Let us sing Keng Kereng Keng. What? Let's open to hymn 518, The Conquering King. So, guys, great set. You know, when you are late for worship, praise and worship, you are late for church. Church is not about just a sermon, it's the whole thing. We have technical problems here. Are we good? Okay. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father in heaven, override our preparation, Lord. There is no church, no preacher, no sermon, no book, no author, no denomination that can change a single human heart. It is when an open heart is hit with the power of your word, that's the only thing that can change us. So Lord, we pray, whatever baggage we bring today, whatever it is that will deter, distract, confuse the simplicity of your truth, we pray that you dismiss it so that what you have purposed for this moment for each of us will be realized. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. But we try. Okay, as they do this, wait, I had a PowerPoint in a USB if you want to get it there. It's in the, no, not that one, that one. Okay, we're having technical problems. Well, Hollywood stars have technical problems. Rock star. It's in there. It's the Bethany rules. Now, you see there? Just bring the clicker with you. Okay? Okay, in the meantime, while we're doing that, can we go through the, you have message notes. There'll be an exam afterwards. If you are not complete, your tithe just increased 8 times. Okay? So Luke 10. Luke 10 is at the home of Mary and Martha. As Jesus and his disciples were on the way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. He had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." 6 days before the Passover, we now jump to John 12. Jesus is anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary poured it on Jesus' feet and took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was indeed intended that you should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Okay. Are we okay, guys? I like wearing this stuff, this sound, but this is very dangerous. In one church where we went to, the person, they gave us this mic ahead of time. He did not realize it was on. Everybody was waiting for worship, and he went to pee. So the whole congregation heard him pee. And when he went in, everybody was looking at him. That's what you call a grand entrance. Okay? Guys, I am running out of stories. Do you have... Okay, talk to each other. You know what fellowship is? When Christians gather together and they evangelize each other. Okay? Okay, and I'll go ahead and I'll just catch up when you're there. Okay. So on the right side there are notes. Now, I'll give you a series of names. I'll describe you who they are and I'll explain to you. Cyprian Calciu, 32 years old, Lacrimoara Pop, 29. They are a Romanian couple. They are parents of an 18-month-old son. And the girl had an 11-year-old daughter before they were married. They were celebrating a birthday at La Belle Equipe Bistro in Paris. There's another group of two people, Anne and Pierre-Yves Guillemard, 29 and 43. They were married in 2013. They hope to have children soon. And Mrs. Guillemard, are we there? Okay. Can I use the PowerPoint? I gave that, no? All right, okay. Okay. Married 2013, hope to have children soon. Ms. Guillemard was a former student of musicology and a childcare assistant at the nursery. They were attending a concert at the Bataclan Theater in Paris. Then Charlotte and Emilio, they were twins. twin sisters. Charlotte was in charge of an investments in a startup firm at Chantepol, a venture capital firm in France, and Emile was an architect with Chartier d'Ali. They were at Le Carillon in Paris. Now, what's with these people? Okay, they all died November 13, 2015. And they died with 124 others in 6 terrorist attacks, 130 dead. And this was in Paris. You remember this? Now, note what happened here. It started at here at 9:20, the first explosion near the stadium where the president was. So the police went there in 5 minutes later. So the police were all going here. Then there was another explosion at the Le Carillon. And so it split the police. Then 4 minutes later, there was shooting in Avenue de la République near the Casa Nostra Pizzeria. Then later on in 9:38, shooting at La Belle Equipe. And then 9:43, an explosion in Voltaire. And then 9:49, 4 gunmen stormed the theater and killed 80 people right inside the theater. And so Paris did not realize what hit them. So from 9 to 11, November 13, the 2 deadly hours in Paris. And if you have been in Paris, you rarely see police. If you see police, they are in shorts and they usually ride bicycles. But on this day, in a blink of an eye, though it was plastered all over the papers in the world, from every part of the world. Now, these are places that we know. For those of you who have traveled, this is Basilica du Sacré-Cœur, the cathedral, Sacred Heart Cathedral in Montmartre. You don't see police there. This is La Tour Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower. You don't see people with automatic rifles in that place because they hate the presence of police. And also this is the Notre Dame Cathedral on a small island in the River Seine in Ile de la Cite. And then, of course, Arc de Triomphe, which cuts the Champs-Élysées into two. In a blink of an eye, this place for tourists, suddenly it looked like Beirut, Syria. In the blink of an eye, for 130 people, it was over. How many victims knew that day? It was the last day. Did they have an idea? It was the last day. It was November 13. How many of them had plans for Christmas? How many of you have plans for Christmas 2017? Our greatest illusion is the illusion of control. And our greatest arrogance is we assume that we know how long we will live. Go to the cemetery. There are people who die at 83 beside somebody who died at 3 months old. Who said that because you're a parent, your children will die first? Haven't there been children who died ahead of their parents? Because you are 20 years old, you have a right to be 60? The illusion that we have control. Also, our greatest surprise is death is no respecter of person. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Sometimes it doesn't matter how fit you have, of how fit you are. You want to be fit, you run, you get run over. What gives? Death does not respect how popular you are or how much money you have. That's the greatest illusion of all. There are two parables in the Bible, the parable of the hidden treasure, one after the other, and the parable of the pearl of great value. There are also two incidents that happen in Bethany where Martha invites Jesus to dinner at Bethany, and later Mary anoints Jesus with nard at Bethany. What's important about this parable and story? They actually tell us the same lessons. How do you pursue what matters most? How do I ensure that I lived my life well? Whether I live, whether I only have a year left, or whether I still have 30, 50 years ahead of me, how do I ensure? Our topic is the Bethany rules. Pursue what matters most. You have one short life. Do not waste it. Two parables, the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of great value. We go to Matthew. The kingdom of heaven, now to a Jew, the kingdom of heaven is synonymous with being with God. Okay? The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from the joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Let's take that apart. This is what we call in our walk through the Bible. Some people just fly over the Bible. When you fly over Paris, you can't say you have been to Paris. When you ride the train through Paris, it's not the same as I've been to Paris. That's not true. When you take a car through Paris, maybe you can say you've been to Paris. But it is when you walk, you know the sights, you know the bistros, you know every nook and cranny. You have been through Paris. And Paris has been through to you. Especially when you pay stuff, they are expensive. Okay? And the same thing, we fly over the Bible. We don't really go through the Bible. Because it's only that way that the Bible goes through us. Now, so let's take it apart. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Now note, it's treasure. The guy was just passing by and he saw treasure. The landowner, at the end of the story, sells the land to this stranger. Obviously, the landowner sold to the discoverer. This tells us that the landowner did not know that he had treasure. He did not know he had treasure. Or else they would have not sold it. Also, the landowner did not know, even if I see this thing, but I didn't know its value. You may actually know its existence, but you have no idea of its value. Hidden in the field. Why? During this time, in this place called Israel, also referred to as Canaan and Palestine, they got raided and raided and raided and raided. And so, the first place where they would loot is the house. So, they remove it from the house and hide it in the field. But sometimes you forget to tell your children where you hid your money. Or your bank book, or your insurance policy. And so, it just gets lost. Like in the old Philippines, they would hide money in posts. Or the most secure one, in the bra of Lolas. You know, that's the most secure place. Better than Fort Knox. Okay? The lesson here, there's also a lesson from this lady in Texas. She inherited property. She tried to raise roses. Remember, the Americans, they have a lot of competitions, including growing flowers. Flowers would not grow. So she sold the land. The guy she sold it to became a billionaire. The reason her roses were not growing flowers is because she was sitting on top of an oil field. She had no idea of what value she had. Like sometimes we have no idea of the relationships that we have, of the people who have an influence of us from whom we can learn, of the things that God has given you. Because many of these things, including talent, they are all come raw and rare. Talent without discipline becomes useless. First, put this in your notes. Determine what matters most. There was treasure. He had to know it was valuable. If you don't know it is valuable, you will waste it. Determine what matters most. Recognize what is important from what is not. Your life will be useless if you don't know how to choose. You will not even know how to say no because your life has no priorities. If you have no agenda, no priorities, you will be subject, you will be hijacked to the dominant people in your life. You follow their agenda. You cannot say no because you have no agenda. You spot the jewel from the jump, the treasure from the trash. And sometimes it does not look like treasure. You have to understand it. It may be your child. It may be the pastor who's meant. It may be your small group. It may be the employer that you hate, but God has put you there for a purpose. And this also carries to relationships. The people around you, when you have a problem, who do you run to? These people that you run to, they are either the wind beneath your wings, or they are an anchor on your boat. They are the reason you cannot move on. Are the people that are close to you, do they make you go to God more? Are these the people who will not listen to your stubbornness and will guide you closer to God? Or are these people the people who enable you, who reinforce your bad habits, your bad view of people, who will just say yes to your hatred and your prejudices? They are either the wind beneath your wings or they are an anchor on your boat. They don't want you to progress because they will feel left behind. So determine, this applies to relationships, this applies to your hobbies, this applies to many things that use up your time. And even if your boyfriend has separated from you, it's been 2 years, move on. I know your boyfriend said, it is not you. Of course it is you. Otherwise he would not have left you. Accept it, move on. Right? They are just, okay, look, my wife is my seventh girlfriend, okay? I am her first boyfriend. Now, nobody breaks up with me. I break up with the women. It sounds cool? Actually, I can sense when they are about to break up with me, and I beat them to the punch, okay? That is what you call style. I learned that from Pastor Luis, okay? I learned from the best, okay? I learned from the best. That's what you call style, okay? Let's go back. So you saw this treasure, but look what he did. He hid it again. Why did he do that? Because the rule in Rome, remember, the Palestine was under Roman law. Roman law was copied to French law and Spanish law. And Spanish law was copied even to Philippine law. And there's a rule. Whoever owns the field where the treasure is will own the treasure. Otherwise, it is the state that will get it. So this guy wanted to follow the law. He hid the treasure, and he go and bought the treasure. He understood his law. Okay? So, he hid it again. The discoverer was aware of the law, and he followed it. He did not want to be contested as to his ownership. But look at the guy. Roman law, the owner of the land is the owner of treasures in that land. If you understand Roman law, you will understand so much of Scripture, especially when you read the book of Romans. And especially the six trials of Jesus, you will begin to see the 40 legal mistakes, both in Jewish law and in Roman law. Now, ang sabi sa Bible, what the Bible said, is be shrewd as serpents, but gentle as doves. I mean, it's hard for me to talk. I'm used to speaking in Taglish, Tagalog, and English, but I have to pedal harder to talk to you in English. But sometimes Filipinos and the Philippines, they want to insist in English. Although they understand Tagalog, sabi sa kanila, you are so pretentious. You just went to LA for 1 week and now you come back, you have an accent. That's not true. Be real. Ikaw nga, you just stop over ka lang sa Detroit, may accent ka na. Why do you put a brace? You have false teeth. You know, tao. And from the joy, so the guy knew he found something. From the joy of it, he goes and sells all that he has. What does that tell us? The guy was going somewhere. When he saw that something was important, he switched. He changed his plans. And that is what is important. Not simply because you have a plan. When you find something more important, drop it. Switch directions. So he changed his priorities and he changed his direction. We did not know where he was going, but obviously he dropped it because he found something better. He goes and he sells. He sells, he took action. It's not enough that you know that something is important. Sometimes when you listen to sermon, you hear something important, but you don't act on it, and you do not take risk. He took risk. Why? When he sold his property, what if in the meantime the owner found out that this was important property and he did not sell? And he already sold his land. See, it took a risk. Pursuing priorities will always take a risk. And for us, especially in choosing what's important, especially to the youth. I mean, this is quite close to my heart. I've been a youth pastor also. Look, many of you remember Jerry Maguire, where Tom Cruise comes in and tells Renee Zellweger, what did he say? You complete me. That is garbage. Nobody completes you. Not even the person given to you by God. Only God completes you. That's rubbish. Okay? Sometimes, hindi ka, I want to find God's man. Tanong, are you God's woman? Hindi. Okay, you're not given God's man. Don't focus on looking for God's man. Focus on being God's woman or being God's man. Alright? Di baling mag-isa kaysa magdusa. How do you translate that? Anyway, just translate it. Research it. Okay? Di baling mag-isa kaysa magdusa. Di ba? Mama Dits? Okay, anyway. All that bato-bato sa langit, tamaan sana kayo. All that he has. Now watch this guy. He sold a lot of what he had. Did he sell it because they were worth nothing? No. They were valuable. Otherwise, nobody would have bought it. Get it? Now, he sacrificed, actually reinvested all of what he had. He he sacrificed a lot to focus on one great property. So this tells us, okay, this tells us that my battery is out. Okay. He exploited his advantage. He had an advantage. He had something that was worth something. He sacrificed it so he can get something better. Sometimes many of us cannot go get to something better because we cannot sacrifice what we have. He gave up the good to obtain the great. I know Jim Collins wrote the book From Good to Great. That has always been in scriptures. But the Bible teaches us principles without telling us the principle. It gives us stories. Second point, commit to pursue what matters most. Even if you understand what is important, you have to be committed. Committed in time and time and also your wealth. How do you know that something is important? If your time goes to it and your money goes to it. Wag mo sabihin, these are the important things in my life. That's press release. Show me your wallet and show me where your time goes. Those are the things that are important to you. Why is a guy who does cockfighting, he has no money during the week, but when it comes cockfighting, lagi may perang pampusta. He has money to gamble. Because he found ways to be able to gamble. And sabi, if you really intend it, you will find a way. Otherwise, you will find excuses. Kung sa Tagalog pa, kung gusto mo may paraan, kung ayaw mo may dahilan. The gospel according to Rica Blanco. To commit is to be relentless. You keep pushing towards it. You don't backtrack simply because you have problems. When it is important, pursue it. Yes, there will be problems. Nothing of great value was ever without problems. Even when you sometimes stray, you keep getting back to what is important. To commit means you have to be passionate. You have to put your heart into it. You keep investing your mind, your heart, your hands, and resources to what is important. If you say, I want to be a man of the word. Okay, show me your weekly study. Where do you study God's word? I want to be closer to God. Okay, show me your quiet time. Your quiet time is too quiet. You begin at night, you say your amen in the morning. You have to have your mind over mattress. Diba? You don't get sacked religious. Okay? How do you do this? You sacrifice many good things to obtain a few great things. The thing is, it's easy to sacrifice what is bad. But when it is good, it's a lot harder. The good is the enemy of the great. Let go of the good things that are actually stopping you or slowing you from pursuing what is great. There are good things you cannot say no to. That's why you cannot say yes to the great things. A great life doesn't mean you have to do everything. It means that you are focused on what God has put you on earth for. To accomplish much, focus on a few. You cannot accomplish much because you are into everything. Yeah, many things, everything is started, you don't complete anything, puro simula, wala kang tinapos. Focus requires sacrifice. If you do not sacrifice, you have no ability to focus. The reason why, say, this year, I'm pretty sure many of you, the number one New Year's resolution is losing weight and going to the gym. That's why the first few months of the year, everybody, the gym makes their money good enough for the year. Because they think when you pay for the gym, you become immediately thin. No. Do you pay money so they can punish you? Okay? And many of us, we ate so much in December, when it comes into the morning, when it comes to the new year, you have a BMW body. Bilbil mo walo. How do I translate that? Your body looks like the rice terraces or something like that. Okay? But see, if you continue doing what you are doing, you will continue getting what you are getting. Remember when you eat that red velvet cake, a moment on your lips, forever on my hips. You are not changing your routines. You are not changing what you are pursuing. How can you get a different result? And you don't know how to sacrifice. Focus on a few. When Leonardo da Vinci drew this, he tried to understand how to fly. But he tried to copy a bird. But our anatomy is not like the bird. We don't have hollowed bones. We don't have a breastbone like the bird. So what happened was, people tried to copy it. People died trying to jump off cliffs, trying to flap their wings. But there was a brother. So they started with what they had. This is the Wright brothers. The Wright brothers inherited a bicycle shop from their dad. the bicycle shop. So they started with what they have. That's why many of us Christians start with what you have. If you cannot use what you have and serve God where you are today, don't go to another church. We'll just bring yourself. The problem is you. It's not the church. Okay? Use what you have. Hindi na pag-perfect na. There is no such thing as a perfect time. There is no perfect church, perfect pastor, perfect sermon. There is no perfect anything. That's the effect of sin. Okay? So, focus on a few. These brothers, they focused on what they had. They tried to marry it to the principles that was being studied by Leonardo da Vinci. And they learned Bernoulli's principle of flight. And so they married the bicycle to the design of Leonardo da Vinci, and they came up in Kitty Hawk, the first plane. Now, I want you to look at the plane carefully. There is actually a bicycle with a chain here. They realize they have to create lift. That's why we have airports. You need lift to overcome the rules of gravity. Okay? But they focused on a few. They did not focus on everything. And they started with what they have. No, I will do that if I have this. Ay, hindi mangyayari yon. Sabi sa Hebrews, we're jumping out to Hebrews. Lay aside every encumbrance and every sin that easily entangles us. To lay aside, to let go, to release. There are certain things that are keeping you. There are certain things that are weighing on you. And the sin that so easily entangles us. Every encumbrance, these are things that slow us down. These are things that waste our time and energy. In today's world, it is not outright sin that makes a Christian inutile or useless in the church. It's the wealth of options. Because there's too many options. This is the world of the menu, the drop-down box, and the dialogue box. How many coffees there are? Nung panahon namin, is blend 45. What you pay for Starbucks, I can buy already three jars. Of course, it tastes like socks, but and tastes like feet. But, you know, we had no choice. Look at Steve Jobs. When he opens, always at Macworld, he always wears the same thing. His jeans and his sweater. If you are 50 years old, you have already lost 6 months of your life just choosing your clothes. And the minimum option. In your closet, my daughter did an experiment. They tried to see how many clothes are being used. If you put a dot on every clothes that you wear, after 3 months, you will realize you're only using 20% of your clothes. Pipili-pili ka, pero hindi may susuot mo. Why are you still keeping your jeans from high school? You will not fit into that. Give it up, okay? Hindi ka nakakasya, sasabog pa yan. So what happened also? Look at the restaurants. You go to a restaurant, you get the menu, but you order the same thing. 8 times out of 10, it's exactly the same thing that you order. That's what I do. I go to the restaurant, and when they open the door, I shout my order. Okay? I am wasting everybody's time. Okay? The sin that easily entangles us. Note this. If you can only remember all your confessions to God in the last 2 years, they are roughly the same sins. 80% of it has exactly the same sin. Satan knows where your soft spots are. Alam niya kung paano ka titisurin. Note those things and prepare for those things. And it says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Many churches try to compete with other churches, Christians with other Christian leaders. There is no such, the Christian race is not about us competing with each other. The Christian race is about you competing against you. The race that is set before us, we have different races. We are given different gifts. So, each one has his or her own race, his own talents, his own assignment. We are gifted and blessed differently. That's why, when you see a church, you look down on mega church. Oh, the church may be big, but they are not warm. We are warm and we are deep. We are in deep sleep. No, when the pastor preaches, by the 5th minute, I am in comatose. Okay? And so towards the end, it's the great awakening. See? Why do I look down at the church? They are small. I look down at the church. They use the organ. I look down on the church. They are all new gospel. Why do you look down on those churches? There are still parts of the body of Christ. Be careful. If the Holy Spirit started the church, you may be criticizing the work of the Holy Spirit. We need all these churches because there are different kinds of fishes. You attract who you are. A church where there are Christian businessmen will attract businessmen. That's why we attract also Filipinos and ethnic groups. It's not wrong It's we need different kinds of churches because there are different kinds of fishes. Walang isang, look at the apostles. They are hopelessly different in personality, but God made it work. When you see a church, just pray for the pastor, just pray for the church that God's word will have primacy over everything, over church politics, over everything else, that they will be gospel driven. We are not competing with each other. There's this pastor na, I don't invite a preacher who's better than me. Ang insecure mo naman. Di ba? Oh, I will not sing after her. She has a better voice than me. Are you trying to compete? Why are you serving? Are you using the church as a talent agency to develop your singing voice? And if it's not your talent, please don't. If you can't sing, don't sing. Okay? If your voice like you know, metal sheet being torn in half, at least you are teaching us to pray. Okay? When we get to heaven, there is enough crowns for everybody. Let us help each other finish the race well. Maybe you had a bad start. Maybe you have a bad middle. But while you are alive, there is still time to finish well. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. You go to a party, you say, do I look good? Tama ba yung kilay ko? Pantay ba siya? What, ano? Does my green hair look good, you know, or violet, or what? Look, relax. When you go to the party, nobody notices you. Because they are doing the same. Do I look good? Did I wear this before? What people think of you is none of your business. Do not compare. Why? You will sin. If you compare, it will lead you to sin. If you think you are superior, that's the sin of pride. If you think you are inferior, that's the sin of envy. My house is so small. I look like the garage of my next door neighbor. This is Christmas. He is full of lights. I hope his house burns down. Hello. And he can afford this clothes or names that are name brands. Look, if you have class, you are classy regardless of what you wear. Yung totoong mag... Mahihugot doon ah. You don't become classy because of a name brand. If you are bakya, you are bakya. The name brand that is Yves Saint Laurent. But when you wear it, it's Yari sa Laguna. Hello? And don't copy. Some clothes fit others because of their body make. Don't copy it simply because it looks good on them. You remember in the mid-90s, this jeans, yung low-rise jeans, where it's low in the back, and you can actually, and then you know, young people raising their, because they look like the plumber, their butt crack is showing. Can you say butt crack here? Anyway, I said, who are you marketing to? I know. Those people without cleavage in the front, they show their cleavage in the back. What are you copying? Why are you copying? Do not copy. We are copy. It says dapat, do not copy. Be inspired and do copy the faith and character and practices and the disciplines of great people that don't copy their life. You are not them. As Marcus Buckingham said, the purpose of your life is not to become somebody else. Like this woman, she had her face done, surgery. She died the next day. So she complained to Peter, Peter, I spent a lot on my job. What's your name? Martha. Martha, is that you? I did not recognize you. It's not yet your time, but I did not recognize you. So don't change your face. You may end up going to heaven far earlier than you expected. Okay? And says, again, let's go back to the parable. It says, from the joy over it, he sells all that he has. And he bought that field. Why does the Bible have to say he bought the field? Why? This is what you call follow through. We have many plans. All plans die at point of execution. Sometimes a church, they have a long-range vision. The first 2 years will always be problems. They have a problem, so they change the plan. The plan is okay. There's nothing wrong with the plan. But there will always be execution problems. Don't change the plan simply because you have problems. Okay? He stuck to the game plan. He said, I'm going to sell this and I'll buy that. Like many, Lord, when I receive my Christmas bonus, I will give to you. But if you're in the Philippines, you're in trouble. Because September, the malls are already decked with Christmas decoration. We have the longest Christmas decoration. September. It used to be after Halloween, that's when we decorate for December. But the most try to recoup their money, they start when it's the burr months. So September, you can hear about snow. My goodness, we don't even have snow. Okay? So we can hear about snow, we can hear about all these things. See? So, and then the sale comes. So you're thinking, Lord, I will give to you when my bonus comes. Then the sale comes before the bonus. There's nothing else left. Wala na natira. But this guy stuck to his game plan. I plan to sell. When he sells, oh, I bought this. I'll just buy a new BMW and an iPhone 9. By the way, I don't think iPhone is going through 8 and 9. I think the decision is they go straight to 10 because this is their 10th year anniversary. Okay. I have iPhone 7 plus plus. It can actually cook microwave. Okay. He did not look at you. Sometimes you have phones, super, 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 super phones, but all you do is text. Why? Why? Diba? Like, and how much is that watch? It's a Breitling. It's a, how deep can it go? 100 meters. No, I want 200 meters. Okay. Do you know how to swim? No. Hello? What for? Para qué? Take the risk and pay the price. Anything that is of worth of great value, you have to pay the price. He goes and buys that field. Pursuing a great life is costly. And even more costly is a wasted life. Mas wasteful ang buhay na walang pinuntahan. So, and buys that field. So you begin to see, he followed through, he stuck to the game plan, he did not change his mind when he received the sales proceeds. It's like when you receive your bonus, nataranta ka na. Many beautiful plans, dreams, and visions die at point of execution. So many stop to dream and to dare because of execution problems and details. Make the decision and then solve the problems as you go along. Do not change or abandon the strategy each time you meet an execution problem. 1962, September 12, in the moon speech of John F. Kennedy, the week before, they suffered, you know, an ego break because Russia was the first to send a man in orbit around the moon by the name of Yuri Gagarin. And it hurt them because they've been saying we are technologically advanced. So, John F. Kennedy said, before the year is over, before the decade is over, before we get to 1970, the USA will put a man on the moon. The people at NASA almost had a heart attack. You know why? These are the problems that they had at the time when he said this in 1962. The power to get out of its orbit. You know that this 2/3 of that is used just to escape Earth's orbit. How much power do you need to go back to the moon and bring them back? Will the astronauts survive it? Why? Because on re-entry, it suffers. Can we keep them alive? Second, can we communicate to them when they go in the back of the moon? Can we just communicate by line of sight? Can they hear us? Can we control it when the module is behind the moon? How deep is the moon dust? The moon has no atmosphere. By their computation, if evolution is right, and there has been 4.5 billion years, there should be about 23 feet of meteoritic dust. So if the lunar module will land, they will just bury them in dust. And then also, will the ship survive re-entry? They had no idea how to solve this. But they first made the decision, and they solved each of those problems as they went along. And so therefore, in 1969, July 20, men walked on the moon. Make the decision, solve the problems as you move ahead. According to Ecclesiastes, farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they will never harvest. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will not get anything done. Then we go back. There's a second parable immediately after the first. And it sounds like the first, but there's a major difference. Again, look at this. This is 45 to 46. The first parable was 44. One after the other. What's the difference? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Doesn't this like deja vu? We just discussed this. It's just that the treasure in the other one was hidden in a field. Compare the two. What's the same about the parables? The kingdom of heaven may treasure. May treasure. He sells. He sells. He follows through. He follows through. What's the difference? Okay. One was he found it accidentally. The other one was already looking for it. I will not wait to find treasure. I'm going to look for it. One first discovers the treasure by accident. And this happens to all of us. Sometimes you stumble into something that is of great value. But also, he finds the pearl. But the other guy, I will not wait to stumble on anything. I will pursue it. I go look for it. Pursue great things intentionally. There are people who are waiting for their boat. Don't wait for the boat. Swim to it. Greatness is not accidental. Greatness is something that you go after. That's why Paul said that you don't look behind, but you press on, because the whole world is pushing the other way. Greatness is built not on one decision, but on a series of decisions. We float and drift to a life of mediocrity. If you just float and drift, it will be a mediocre life. We have to press forward to a life of greatness. Huwag mong itaya ang buhay mo sa chamba. Natef. That's my nickname in reverse. Ang tawag dyan, style. To make it sound foreigner. Great will not come to us. You have to go after it. Even if something was promised to you by God, you still have to claim it and fight for it and take possession of it. Why was it that the children of Israel was promised the promised land? When they got there, there were people already there. Wasn't this promised to God? Sometimes you have to fight for what God has given to you. There were the Amalekites, there were the Moabites, there were the Ishmaelites, there were the Termites, there were the Cellulites in that place. And there were the Anakites, and the force was strong with them. Now, that's a different story. Why is it God promised me this? Why do I have to fight for this? That happens because you have to trust God to claim it. God will never bring you to a place where kabisado ko na masyado lahat. I know the language of the church. I know what needs to be done. I know the policies of the church. I don't need faith. I can wing it. You don't wing it. God will never bring you to a place where you know everything. God will always bring you to a place where you have to trust Him. It is trusting God that you begin to really know God. What would you rather have? A map of the future or a guide? It's a guide. That's why He is the shepherd. The intention is you walk with Him. See, if I already know what to do, I can wing it. It's not no longer about my relationship to Jesus Christ. Ministry without intimacy is idolatry. You are trusting your skills too much, your experience, your training. Ministry without a closeness to God, without intimacy, is idolatry. Umaasa ka lang sa galing mo. There are two incidents that mirror exactly the principles we just read in the parable of the treasure and the parable of the pearl of great price. These are the two incidents. Martha invites Jesus to dinner and Mary anoints Jesus with nard at Bethany. In Luke 10:38-42, Martha invites Jesus to dinner at Bethany. Let us look at the story. Now, as they were traveling along, Jesus was just passing through. He did not intend to stop at Bethany. He entered the village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him. Jesus had no intention to drop by the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, but he was invited, so he stopped by. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. There is a lot of things we can learn here. Number one, as they were traveling along, this was an unplanned stop. Mary spotted the treasure. The treasure was close access to Jesus. Right before this was the feeding of the 5,000. Right before this were the miracles. People were following Jesus from village to village just to hear him speak. But Jesus is coming this way. I am not going to waste this opportunity. This is like a person who found something in the field. So I drop everything and I sit in front of Jesus, which is dangerous. Okay? Seated at the Lord's feet. Women did not do that. Why? Because, look, she took immediate action. She saw something. I have other plans, but Jesus is coming. I'm dropping everything. I'm sitting on his feet, beside his feet. Why? This was bold. Women do not sit with men in social settings in the Jews. They always walk behind the men. It's risky. Why? She could upset the disciples. Wait, this is our group that's eating. What are you doing in the midst of us? You're not an apostle. She could upset the disciples and upset her sister, Martha, who was the host. And actually, she did upset Martha. But when she sat there, she knew exactly what she wanted to get out. I was listening to his teaching. She was not there just to listen to gossip or anything. She was there to know what he was going to say. You can be in church, but you are in church because you don't want the pastor calling you to find out what happened to you.
you are in church just because God calls an attendance and He will not bless you. And you think of church as fire insurance. If I don't, I'm not in church, maybe my business will become unlucky. You know, Christians don't believe in luck. It is bad luck to believe in superstition. Do you get that? Okay, take your time. Take your time. Let it sink in. When she sat there, she knew why she was there. Do you know why you are here? Do you know why you are here? Why God has brought you? You have a gift. And your gift belongs to the church. The gift is supposed to be used to edify the church. Is the church being grown because of your gift? If not, you are a thief. You are stealing from the church. Your gift is not about you. It's about the church. Bato-bato sa langit, tamaan sana kayo. Mary had, that's, I like preaching in other churches. They cannot fire me because they did not hire me. And some people say, blessed are those who speak short because they will be invited again. No, I don't speak short. I speak as though I will not be invited again because I'm pretty sure you will not invite me again. Okay? Masyadong masakit, Kuya Eddie. Mary had a clear purpose for her action. I need to listen to Jesus. Why are you here? Is God using you? Or you are just taking up space? We should tax you. The hidden treasure principle is the same as the principle of Mary. When something happens that is of great value, drop everything, grab the opportunity. Seize the moment. May training sa church. Ay, ayoko kasi may iba kong gagawin. May election. Ayoko gagamitin ko yung election to go somewhere else para mag-party or para mag-bakasyon. And so that's why you don't exercise your right of suffrage. That's why it's called suffrage. If you don't vote, you will suffrage. Take advantage of whatever advantage God has given you. Wherever you are, be there. You are in the office, you're dreaming of going to Boracay or Miami or wherever. You are in Miami, you are worried about your pending. Mamatay ka, may pending ka pa rin. Wherever you are, be there. If you are in this church, be here. Or else, ayoko na, I'm just trying to coast. See, I work hard so I have a good retirement paycheck so I can retire well. If you think the whole point of life is you retire well, all you are trying to do is to arrive at death's door safely. Give me your name, I'll pray to the Lord, kunin ka na niya. Useless ka na. Okay? Kaya marami sa inyo ang nasa pre-departure area na. How do we miss what matters most? We miss what matters most because we are distracted. We are doing too many things. Pansin ninyo. But Martha was distracted with all her preparation. And she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister left me to do all the serving alone? Tell her to help me. She was distracted because she was doing too many things. Pinagsabay-sabay niya. Doing many things. Martha lost sight of the big picture. The only thing that was important was spending time with Jesus. Jesus will not always be there. There are friends, there are people in your life that will not always be there. Parents that you could honor. Mentors that will not always be around. Your small group, nandun lahat ng mga dysfunctions, but God shows you, as He heals the people in your small group, you begin to understand that God is real. So, why do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Tell her to help me. What was her agenda? Wait, you tell this to Jesus? He did not ask to be here. You invited him. Why are you scolding the guest? And she was not actually scolding Martha. She was scolding Jesus. And sabi niya, do you not care? Alam mo, pasalamat tayo, I'm not Jesus. Kung ako yung pinadala ko, 10,000 lightnings. Who are you talking to? What do you mean I don't care? I came down to earth to die for you. How can you tell me I do not care? Because when you are, there are so many things happening in your life, everything is just about you. Has left me. See, she was trying to impress with her skill. Maybe si Martha Stewart ito. Martha, it was all about her ability to be a host. Friends, that happens even when you visit relatives in the Philippines. You get home, they try to prepare. Where are they? They're in the kitchen preparing. Who are you talking to? The maid, with whom you have no relation. Look, they will forget what they ate. Okay? If you can order in, have somebody cook for it, they will forget it. And sabi ko nga sa anak ko, whether that comes from it's a $200 steak or whether it's just food to go, at the end of the day, lahat yan, it will all be poop. The same lang. Oh, sorry, it's almost 12. See, the thing is that what mattered? What mattered is the time together. Now, Martha was wrapped in her own agenda. She scolded the very guest she was supposed to serve. Indicators that we are distracted. When you are distracted, you will be irritable. Even the dog avoids you. And you are judgmental. You criticize everyone. The motives of Jesus was criticized, that he did not care. She criticized the motives of Mary, that she was lazy. Martha ordered Jesus. How can you order the Son of God to tell Mary to help her? Martha preferred being close to the kitchen activity, while Mary preferred to be close to Jesus relationship. We keep saying it's about the relationship, but you're talking as if church is just a department. It's just a pastime. Jesus explains. The Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha. You know it when your parent repeats your name? A shoe is about to fly, okay? Or anong gusto mo, belt or chinelas, pampalo? Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. We say, Martha, Martha, Jose, Jose. I mean, you are missing the whole point. You are bothered by so many things, but one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. Doing too many things caused Martha to be worried and bothered. Ang dami mong pinoproblema. Martha should have limited herself to what was necessary. Jesus' real need was fellowship. She was tired. Martha, it's not about food. I just fed 5,000 people. It's not about drink. I can turn feet water into wine. It's not about that. My real need is rest and fellowship. Martha acted on her own need to display her hosting and cooking skills. Jesus explains, Mary chose the one thing instead of many things. Again, it's like the two parables that was necessary. Mary chose the good part. How do you know it's the good part? The good part refers to things that cannot be taken away from you. Many things in your life can be taken away from you. When you're dead, a person is deathbed, can you please give me my bowling trophy? Huh? Can you please give me my doctorate degree? There are people who have so many degrees, they are called human thermometers. They have so many degrees. Do you do that? Like, I'm Chinese, I'm Tan. My grandfather came from Amoy, China. There was this guy who was Chinese, was dying. Is your mother here? Yes, Dad, he's here. Is Joel here? Yes, sir, Joel is here. Is Jose? Yes, Dad, Jose is here. So, Dad, everybody is here. Everybody is here, so he's taking care of the store. Do you really talk about that when you're dying? Really? Sabi ni Paul, one thing I do. Ang sabi nga ni Dustin Trotman, one thing I do, not 50 things I double in. Many of the things we're doing are not necessarily wrong. It's just that they are not necessary. John 12. We go now to the second incident. Mary anoints Jesus with nard at Bethany. Therefore, Jesus, 6 days before the Passover. Now, John 12, Lazarus was just risen from the grave in John 11. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him supper, and Martha was serving. See, she is still serving. Tama naman yung gift niya. The gift is right. Just don't make it the center of distraction. Use your gift. Don't abandon your gift. And Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining in the table with him. Mary took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Pursue great things consistently. Mary saw a pattern with Jesus. He always stops by Bethany. So she prepared. Pinag-ipunan niya. Do you prepare for Sunday? Do you prepare for your small group? Do you prepare for your ministry? O bahala na si Batman. Do you prepare? She prepared. She saw a pattern. She is now shifting from the treasure hidden in a field to now the merchant seeking pearls. She was now intentional about Jesus because this was costly. What makes men mediocre or average is not that they not want to improve. All of us want to improve. However, we don't do it consistently. What makes men mediocre or average is their chronic inconsistency. All start, no finish. The merchant of great pearl principle or the pure nard strategy. One is sit down, grab the opportunity. The other one is go after what is great. As much as you can, do not wait for great moments. Create those great moments. John 12, let's continue. There's a third guy in this story. Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, by now, he had already had a deal with the Sanhedrin about betraying Jesus. Who was intending to betray him said, "Why was this perfume sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor people?" You would think people who question our motives sometimes actually don't really have the best of motives. Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. When we make great choices, be sure you end up being criticized or rejected. These things follow the people who try to accomplish great things. Judas rejected Mary's action. Foolish, it was wiser to sell. Judas criticized Mary's motives, not caring for the poor. And this was not any perfume. This was expensive perfume, nard. Nard, just a small piece, mabango. How do people smell their, whether they have, you know, underarm odor? When you are poor, you just say, but when you are rich, you do it differently. Wow, ano ka perfume? Chanel number 5, okay? Wow. But if you are in the hip-hop generation, naamoy na, di ba? Cool, man. Cool ka doon. So, this was nard. This was expensive. Okay? Each time Mary is criticized. She was criticized by Martha, now she's criticized by Judas. Whether by Mary or Martha, what does she do? She does not say anything. Each time Mary is criticized, who comes to her rescue? Jesus defends Mary each time. Now, incident number one. Martha invites Jesus to dinner. Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet. And this time she took, the next time around, in John 12, a pound of costly perfume. And she was preparing Jesus for death. Obviously, she was listening. Jesus has been saying, "I am about to die." Obviously, she was listening. The rest of the apostles did not believe Jesus will die. Not with all these miracles. But she was listening. Mary was the only one listening. And that's why she prepared Jesus for death. Look out and grab opportunities. Both of these will happen. You will run across treasure, go for it. But you also prepare and pursue opportunities for greatness. And Jesus let her alone, that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you will always have the poor with you. You will not always have with me. You will not always have your parents. You must not always have your friends. The church will not always have this seminar. That pursue those things. Identify those things. You may have to sacrifice, but pursue them. Mary had an advantage. Jesus liked being in Bethany. So she had the advantage, access to the house. She had possession of nard, also a good thing, expensive thing that she gave up. You have advantages. Are you taking advantage of your advantage? Mary took advantage of her advantage. She had access and she had nard. You cannot do everything you want to be. You want to do? You cannot be everything you want to be. You can be everything God shaped you to be. Jesus never hurried. He lived 33 years. He had ministry in 3 years. Did you ever see him hurry? No, because he knew what his life was about. He did not heal everybody. He did not teach everybody. If you look at John, the book of John, the first half is about Jesus as Savior. The second half, he just trained a few people. He did not train everybody. He did not hurry because he knew. He keeps saying, the hour has not yet come, because his role is to die on the cross. That's when he died, he said, it is finished. That was his role. If you don't know your role, you will panic and copy the first successful guy that comes along. Take advantage of your advantage. Take and exploit and leverage everything that you have. Okay, now, raise your phones. I'm not going to get it. It's ugly. Okay, raise your phone. Raise your phone. Raise your phone. How many names and in your directory? You have access to those people for a reason. Your hairdresser, your friend, people in the gym, have they ever heard about the good news from you? Ayoko kasi. It's not nice. It's not nice. What if you stand at on the edge of heaven and you see people in hell said, "Hey bro, hey sis, you knew about Jesus, you never told me. Kasi if I told you, you would say I'm not nice." Nice? You care about nice? I died because you were nice. There was a man who was being led to the gallows. And as he was being led to the gallows, the preacher was giving him parts of scripture. And he said, "Stop, preacher. If you really believe what you believe, if I believe what you believe, even if the whole of England was covered in broken glass, I am going to crawl to save the next man." How many people you have access to? How many of those people are you praying for that they become believers? Those people, you have access to them. You will be responsible for them. Pagdating ng panahon. Your car. I don't know what kind of car you drive. Anong makina noon? Diesel or singer? Kung makina mo? Have you used that car to honor the Lord? Bring people to fellowship, to camp. Have you used that car? You are not going to bring that car with you. Like in the Philippines, I don't understand. We have 3-hour traffic in the Philippines, just going to the office. That's why when people ask me, where do you live? I live in EDSA. I don't live in EDSA. I spend more time in EDSA than in my home. And one time my secretary called me, Attorney Fetan, you are late. Are you in traffic? No, I am not in traffic. Traffic is flow of vehicles. There are vehicles, there is no flow. There is no traffic. There is just parking. I use the car to listen to John Piper, to Dallas Willard, to some of these people, to hear. Mag-prepare na lang ako ng sermon. I'm in traffic anyway. Di ba? And sometimes learn some of the new songs of the youth. Why? Because the songs of the youth, that is where their heart is. That's why there was a year, the year of Adele 19 and 21, when these are all breakup songs. I hate Taylor Swift and Adele. They have a boyfriend. They have a breakup. They feel so bad they write a song. They make Grammy. They make millions. They have the most profitable breakups. Your home. How nice is your home? Does your home honor the Lord? Does the Lord own your home? You go to the gym. Do you know the people who serve you in the gym? The people that you meet in the gym. There is a reason why you have access to these people. From your school. You just go to each other, go to that. It's the same people, they're just getting older. First you talk about careers, then you talk about children, and now you talk about the list of maintenance medicine. What has changed? But have you opened up the scriptures to them? Relatives. You have many relatives. Okay? And especially when you become more affluent, we have a saying, the more wealthy you are, the wealth is relative. Because the more wealthy you are, the more relative you have. Right? Suddenly people come out, I am your relative. Die in such a way that by the time you die, Lord, there is nothing left. I have used up everything for you. You cannot bring it with you. But the Bible says, do not keep your treasures on earth. Keep them in heaven. Your treasure. Treasure in heaven? I can send treasure in heaven? Yes, by using them here. Because there is such a thing as padala. Pwede palang ibalik bayan box sa heaven. What does it say? Your treasure. Whose treasure? The Lord's? No, that's your treasure. Don't keep them here. Use everything so by the time you die, Lord, ubus na ang talent ko, ubus na ang gamit ko. Why? I've used it for you. So die empty. Die empty. And act quickly. Third point, act quickly because great opportunities are fleeting. These opportunities will not always be there. They, in the words of beauty, with or without you, it will move on. Who's you two? Sorry ka na lang. Okay, look at Mary. Compare these three people, Mary. She pursued God's agenda as soon as she spotted the agenda. She consistently pursued God's agenda. Martha, originally she was initially distracted by her own agenda, but she corrected her mistake and turned to God and pursued God's agenda the second time around. See, she was still serving, but she did not make a fuss out of it. But Judas, from the beginning to the end, he only pursued his agenda. Even when he made a mistake. Both he and Peter betrayed God, but Peter realized he was wrong. He went back to God. But because of pride, Judas could not take it. He killed himself. The difference between Peter and Judas. When Judas saw his mistake, he pushed delete. That's the end. But when Peter saw his mistake, he put control alt delete. In other words, reboot. Of course, you Mac people don't understand this. Okay? You never have problems. Okay? Among the three of them who spent the most time with Jesus, it was Judas. You may be in church or near church. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. In Christ. It's not near Christ, around Christ. I can write to Taylor Swift. She does not write me back. I'm just a fan. But if I know her life, she would call me to her yacht and stuff. Those things, then I am a friend. Are you a friend of Jesus? Or you are just near church, around church, but you are never really in Christ. Great people, great events, great opportunities. This will not always be around. Your access is limited. Their availability to you is only for a season. People, events, and opportunities, they will all move on. Tatanda ka rin. Or, but you know what? Even for as long as you're alive, God can use you. No matter how old you are, age for the Lord is not an issue. Look at Joshua. Look at, they were 8 years old. Noah, he built the ark. And his sons were angry. They have an ark in their yard. It pushed down the real estate values in that village. You know, when did the rains come? After 120 years. Can you wait that long? Can you wait that long? God can use you. God can use you. No matter how young, how old, how trained, how not trained, it's just up to you. How about you? Now, the greatest tragedy in life is not that you fail to get what you want. The greatest tragedy in life is you get everything that you want and find out it wasn't worth it. Are you the things you are chasing today? Even if you get the things you are chasing today, even assuming that you receive them all, are they going to matter when you die? Today, is it today or tomorrow that's the Oscars? Tonight, di ba? Who won the Oscars 7 years ago? You don't even know. You don't even know. Of all the sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest words are this. It might have been. Sayang. Sana. May magagawa pa tayo while you are still breathing. Kindly check the person beside you if they are still breathing. Okay? Okay. If you did not follow all of this, just take a picture of this. This is actually the entire sermon. Okay? Gamitin nyo na yung cellphone nyo. Maging holy man lang ang cellphone nyo. Anyway, I will leave the PowerPoint with Pastor. Some people ask, Attorney, are your sermons copyrighted? Yes. Just copy it right. Okay? That's copyright. Okay. Picture nyo. Ang bagal nyo. Alam mo, mangungopia lang kayo ang bagal nyo. Di ba? Kaya kayo 4 years sa high school. Sa fourth year. Determine what matters most. Recognize what is important from what is not. Spot the jewel from the junk. Spot the treasure from the trash. Commit to pursue what matters most. This will mean you sacrifice many good things to obtain a few great things. You take the risk and pay the price. Pursue great things intentionally. Pursue them consistently. Grab great opportunities. Go after what is great. Act quickly because great opportunities are fleeting. Great people, great events, great opportunities. This will not always be around. Your access to them may be for a season. This thing might move on. And there is a reason why you are listening to this. All that we talked about is God's word. While we were discussing this, the Holy Spirit does not whisper when it is an area of disobedience. Alam mo na kung ano yung dinodiyos-diyosan mo. You know, the Holy Spirit will shout in your ears as to what you are doing wrong. Pursue what matters most. One short life, do not waste it. And like a good concert, there's always an encore. Okay? There is an encore. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth or rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That treasure, that's yours. Neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will all be also. Pansin ninyo, it's not the other way around. Where your heart is, your money will follow. No. Where you put your treasure, pretty soon your heart will follow. I buy a place of vacation. Pretty soon you're not attending church because you have to keep that up. When you buy a TV screen, you're not just paying TV. You're also paying cable. You're also paying the hours that you waste watching it. What is the cost? Hindi lang yon the value. But what else does it take away? In earthly, sabi ng Psalm, and we will close with this. For he sees even that the wise die. The fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever. Their dwelling places to all generation, though they called lands by their own names. You have titles that have your names in it. You are not going to live in any of your houses because ilalagay ka naman sa cementerio. The quietest of all subdivisions. Pursue what matters most. We don't belong in this earth. That's why it's difficult to live for us, Christian. Pursue what matters most. There is still time. Whether you live long or short, pursue what matters most. Let's bow our heads in prayer.